Calming.
How did we get here?
It's all right. I feel that way, too.
The Great American Meltdown.
How dare you put this man into office?
As your voice of reason. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Top stories, FBI arrests Florida man planning to attack the New York Stock Exchange. More details on that coming up. Also, plenty of controversy surrounding Congressman, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, and him being picked for Attorney General. We'll dig into that. But there are other controversial picks, and that's why I want to welcome this morning. Good morning, Dr. John. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm enjoying the view on the Turnpike South, sitting in the parking lot that it has become after an accident around Mineola. So anyone heading south, get on Waze or something. I forgot to do the Waze thing. So I'm enjoying talking to you.
Yeah, there's not always some easy ways to navigate that area, just so you know, because I lived down there in Ocoee. And, well, since then, it's more of a spaghetti mess. But let's talk about the topics at hand, especially areas where you have expertise, since you are a doctor. What do you think about the pick of RFK Jr.? Is he a bit of a wild card? And maybe that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing, and I have a relationship with him that's a good relationship, but I also can tell you, you know, the Make America Healthy Again acronym or mantra, whatever you want to call it, moniker, is good. It's appropriate. We need to address so many aspects of, you know, how sick our society has become and how sick our healthcare system specifically has become. But that said, of course, we all know, Bobby Kennedy is not a doctor and no healthcare background other than his ability to take on the food industry and having the right ideas about COVID and the vaccines, in my opinion. So he's a great pick. I can tell you what's happening behind the scenes right now is there's about 100 docs around the country that I know of, I probably close to that, who have all been, you know, asked to be involved. And I'm one of those. And that's no secret because, you know, you get the phone calls. And here the question is how much they're going to really engage the physicians that are clinically practicing medicine. They're actually involved day-to-day with Medicare, Medicaid insurance, and patients and hospitals, et cetera. Because, you know, the call I got, honestly, they said, would you be willing to move to D.C.? And I said, hell no. You know, who wants to do that? I mean, that's ridiculous. If they're going to get doctors, they need doctors to stay in practice and then give them their input, their expertise based on that. So we're working on those details. You got to get doctors involved. You know, you can't just have non-doctors. You know, the whole alternative healthcare movement has a lot of good, you know, in terms of getting fluoride out of the water and not eating processed foods and, you know, getting rid of the Doritos and helping address obesity. You don't need doctors necessarily that address those issues, but you do need good doctors when you need good docs. And CMS, the Center for Medicare Services, that's going to be, headed by Dr. Oz, of all people, you know, who hasn't been in clinical practice in forever. And yet Medicare dictates how we take care of our patients, literally dictates how we take care of our patients. Senator, so that is a huge position, and that's where they need the advice of real docs.
Yeah, because if you do a procedure, for instance, you're going to be paid based on what Medicare says the procedure should pay, correct?
Medicare, it has been a disaster since it started in 1965. I'm so glad you used that word procedure. When LBJ unleashed the Medicare program in 1965, the healthcare system tremendously changed for the worse because they started to compensate based on procedures, and the doctors were taught that these current procedural terminology, CPT, you had to document every procedure you do, and you had to optimize your revenue. You wrote what procedures you did, and you actually overdid it. You're being told to make sure you get paid more. So what ends up happening is for the last 40, 50 years, doctors are obsessed with procedural terminology, and in the process, they don't get paid for listening to patients. They don't get paid to use their brain, frankly. I mean, a lot of times. I mean, it's just based on the income is based on procedures and not on thinking. And that's been really the demise of healthcare, the demise of intellectual curiosity and critical reasoning. It's all about procedures. The other thing that CMS does, you know, this can be a little indicated. Yesterday, I got chewed out by another doctor. I'm a part of something called an accountable care organization, which is how I'm able to make it work in independent practice. And they're saying, Dr. Littell, your patients are too healthy. There's no way your patients are that healthy. You need to find more diagnoses. You need to make them look sicker, because we're not going to get paid enough next year as a group because of your patients who do not have any diagnoses on their charts. I mean, I'm dead serious, guys. This is the way healthcare has gotten to be, where if you can put 78 diagnoses on a patient, you're considered a great doc.
That was explosive, what you just said, how you said it. Yeah, you need sick people to make the system work. Now, how does this impact the future? In other words, there's supposed to be a doctor shortage now and coming, but if you want more sick people, you're not going to be able to address their illnesses, right?
Well, what you end up having to do as a doctor is jump through a million hoops. You know, you have to find out every diagnosis they can possibly have, and then you have to show CMS, Medicare Services, that you've addressed each and every problem by putting a code in that addresses what the A1C is for the diabetic, what the blood pressure. I mean, I'm telling you, seriously, guys, the blood pressure comes in. If it's 132 over 82, I have a separate code I have to put in for 132 over 82. If the A1C is 7.4, I have a code I have to put in for that. At the end of the day, it's all about finding diseases and putting in the right codes that tell CMS that I'm a good boy. And future doctors don't want to deal with that. They're going to be working for hospitals that do all that for them. If they go into their own practices and become independent, they're going to realize quickly, unless something changes, and honestly, it will change. It has to change. We've got 4 years to do it. I think it kind of takes the steam out of a lot of the young doctors. They're like, wow, I didn't get into medicine to do this.
Yeah, one of the things is they also want to control, like, your treatment protocol. Like, oh, if the diagnosis says this, then that calls for maybe this test or that test. But it doesn't always leave it in your hands to make that decision, because you might not get paid back for it, correct?
Yeah, your options. Well, you guys alluded to AI earlier in the show, and it's really very much a part of medicine nowadays. So that, you know, I put in a diagnosis in my EMR, my electronic record, and the prescription comes up. I mean, that I go to treatment, and all of a sudden it has the medication right in front of me. Now, I may not want to use that medication, but it's if I don't want to think, I'll just hit that button, because it's so much quicker for the computer to make the decision than for me to have to think. And the same thing with insurances. You know, I have to stop and ask the patient. I tell the patient, listen, I would like to do this, but your insurance probably won't do this. So I'm going to send off this one and that one and this one, and at the end of the day, find out which one is covered and which one I'm allowed to do without jump. So no, it is. Medicine is really frustrating. The vocation of medicine has taken a big hit because, again, the best and the brightest minds out there, like your kids or you know, my daughter who's a doctor with me. You know, they spend hours just jumping through these hoops for everybody, the government, the insurance company, the hospitals. On the bright side, you know, Bobby Kennedy knows some of the docs that are out there that are doing the good work. And, you know, they pick a guy like Dr. Oz. Yeah, he's willing to uproot and live in D.C. I'm sure he doesn't have any real foundation anywhere else, probably. But I would just, you know, say that if they're going to use my expertise and some of my other friends around the country, they need to allow us to keep firmly in medicine. We have to see the fruits of our labor. You know, you can't go to D.C. and become a swamp creature and fix things. You have to be able to see what's happening in your community, you know, in your home.
Agreed. Yeah, you have to have both. I think he chose those people also because, you know, they're good communicators. Dr. Oz, obviously, with the success of his show, he's a great communicator, and he'll be able to get these ideas across, not just to people and other doctors, but, you know, they got to navigate Congress if they want real and lasting change, right?
Oh, amen. I just hope they all, at the end of the day, I hope they all understand who the absolute healer is, and that's God, and I want them to have God in their lives too. I mean, that seems like a pie in the sky thing, but there's a lot of issue with values in D.C. right now, as you guys will be talking about. And in healthcare, we need to have, you know, Christian values, in my opinion.
We'll say a prayer for you right now to get through that traffic safely. Dr. John, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we will, and God bless you. We will, I always look forward to conversation. We will definitely be having more as this Trump transition continues to unfold and take place. Coming up. Florida man arrested by the FBI planning to blow up the New York Stock Exchange. Details on the way. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.